You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government is planning to cut the winter energy payments, cutting up to $63 a week for many low-income houses, households, in less than a month. The Auckland Action Against Poverty is calling for these winter energy payments to continue and actually increase. I spoke to AAAP about the issue, and I started by asking them what difference an extra $63 a week would make. What difference would $63 a week make for people?
Oh, a massive difference, especially to our elderly people and to solo parents. Our elderly people can't handle that much taken off them. They're already, you know, the percentage of food grants that they're going for lately, it's just blown out of proportion. If they take the energy payment off them, it'll be worse and it'll be more stress for them. So, yeah, no, it means a lot to people.
You mentioned that this is happening within a context of increasing demand for hardship grants. Is this because of increased cost of living or stagnating wages or something else?
It's a couple of things. Number one, the increased cost of living is a big one. Rental agreements is also a big one for houses. People can't afford it because they don't get that much. People don't get much left after paying their rent, so they can't afford food. So they apply for food on a weekly basis, but they get declined a lot of the time. And medical problems too. To see a doctor after hours, especially with the elderly people, it's $72, between $72 and $75. Nobody's got that kind of money. So they go straight to the hospital because it's free.
Why does this cut make senior citizens particularly vulnerable?
For starters, their rate doesn't go up. None of us are on a living wage. We don't get enough after the rent and all our bills are paid. Especially power during the winter, that's gone up massive. Once they've paid all that, you'd be lucky if they're left with $30 a week. And our elderly folk are so proud, they're too scared to ask for food grants. And the ones that are asking for food grants, it's because they have to. They can't even afford 50 cents worth of fish.
And AAAP have said that the number of elderly asking for food grants has increased by 50%. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. It needs to go up to meet the living wage. And that's not only with the elderly, but that's also for, it's the cause of poverty with the children.
I guess basically, like, this cut exacerbates the income inequality that we already see in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the bill for COVID-19 mounting, this cut may have been made to ameliorate costs for the government, but does cutting the winter energy payment actually make communities more vulnerable to another outbreak?
Oh, absolutely. They make it more so because of the COVID-19. The energy payment, some of the houses that that Housing New Zealand has put into the houses don't even work properly, so people are freezing. The COVID-19 doesn't help. It's already making life impacted by our inequality and housing crisis. Ending the winter energy payment, it'll just make matters worse.
And COVID-19 is a respiratory disease, and there's a clear link between damp, cold homes and respiratory diseases.
That increases the medical, you know, that people are going through at the moment, and they can't afford the doctor, so they don't go to the doctor.
Or they go to the hospital and crowd it out and make it harder for our healthcare system to actually handle the crisis.
Oh, that's right. I myself go straight to the hospital now. I don't bother going to the MP because I have to pay all the time. And even if I got an automatic payment going to the doctors at the moment, the after-hours doctors, it doesn't apply to that.
The government only implemented two of the Welfare Expert Advisory Group's 42 recommendations for welfare reform last year. How likely do you think they are to respond to pressure from organisations like AAAP around the winter energy payment?
Oh, well, we're going to go out in a big way with this because we don't think it's not only fair, but it's not right. This is people's rights. You're taking away people's rights. They're entitled to heating. They're entitled to dry homes. They're not entitled, to let the government put them in poverty. That's just not on. So AAAP will support not to take the energy payment for any reason.
You mentioned that people are entitled to warm, dry homes. What do you think of Andrew King from the New Zealand Property Investors Federation's recent comments that some tenants would rather not have a heat pump so that they could save on rent?
Yeah, well, they can't afford the heat pump. We need at least 53 isn't enough, and that's how much they're going to take back off us. We are particularly concerned for our senior citizens renting in without savings who rely on income support to pay it. So, it's going to affect child poverty. I know child poverty action groups will call for the increase instead of cutting them. So that's what we call for as well.
Did you have any final comments that you wanted to add?
Just tell the government not to drop it. Increase it maybe, but don't drop it. It's going to cause a lot of hardship.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.